morning, everybody, and welcome to our Community Corner on KQWC Radio. This weekend is a chance for you to enjoy some wonderful entertainment. Actually, the weekend of November 12th and 13th, for this production by the Webster City Community School High School Drama Department. I have with me the director, Stephanie Pace. And Stephanie, very good morning to you.
Good morning.
Let's talk about the show that's coming up this Friday and Saturday evening, November 12th and 13th.
What would you like to know?
Title and what's it all about?
So the play this year is called Murders in the Air, H-E-I-R. And it's about an older gentleman who calls his family to his house to talk about his will. And the members of his family realize that they have been cut out of the will. And he's going to clone himself. And so they are all upset. And then he ends up dead. And so the play, we're trying to figure out who did it.
And that's kind of the gist of what this is all about. It's coming up on November 12th and 13th.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. How many kids in the cast?
14.
14 students. And we're going to hear from just some of them right now. But Stephanie, we'll talk to you in just a little bit.
All right. Thank you.
All right. And who do we have in part of the cast here? Who wants to be first? You are?
Hello. I am Noah Griswold, and I play Jordan in the play.
Let's talk more about your role in this.
All right. So I am one of the prime suspects for my great uncle's death. And I might or might not have done it, depending on who people vote for.
Mm-hmm. Is this your first time doing a show?
No, I am a senior, so I have been in 6 or 7 plays so far now.
You say you're a senior now. What's your future plans?
I'm going to Iowa Central for a 3-year degree in robotics.
Cool. That's kind of something brand new, something I never had when I was in college robotics, so that's something that interests you.
Very much so.
Very good. Thanks for talking with me today. Who else wants to be next? This is...
Luke Holbrook, and I play Rufus Jones in the play. And Rufus Jones is the handyman. And I am possibly one of the other suspected suspects.
Mm-hmm. What grade are you in?
I am currently right now a freshman here at the high school, and this is my first play, never having done one before. I would say so far I'm doing pretty good.
That was my next question right there. I mean, how do you like doing this for the first time?
Well, I enjoy getting to know the cast and learning things I never knew doing a play for the first time, but I feel like I'm doing pretty well for my first time.
Okay, so we'll see you coming up November 12th and 13th.
Yep.
All right, thanks very much. Who's next?
I am Anastasia Iverson. I play Lois Van Zant in the play. I am a junior.
You're a junior. Now, what else does she do in this production?
Lois is a lawyer. She isn't one of the suspects because she doesn't have any motive to kill, but she kind of acts as just a character to help progress the plot along.
So. Mm-hmm. And you say you're a junior, Anastasia, so what else do you like to do here at the high school?
At the high school, I am a part of art club, and then I also do group speech and individual speech.
Mm-hmm. Haven't decided about what your college plans are at this time.
I'm currently thinking about attending UNI and getting my bachelor's degree in fine arts.
Very good. Do you plan to, like, maybe do something with the community theater down the road?
I've thought about it. I just haven't got around to doing it yet.
Very good. Anastasia, thanks very much.
You're welcome.
Who else do we have next? And this is...
Hi, my name is Shelby Queen, and my character is Mikey Davis. I'm the detective in the play, and I am a senior in high school.
Good for you, Shelby. Yeah. Now, what's your future plans? Are you going to go to Harvard?
No.
Because you're wearing this sweat shirt that says Harvard on there.
Yeah, no, I wish I could go to Harvard.
Yeah.
I actually plan on starting off at Iowa Central. It's a close commute, it's a really good starting point, and I actually plan on getting my business degree when I go to college, so that's what I plan on doing.
Now, what else do you do at the high school?
I am currently a 3-sport athlete. I also, I've actually been included in a lot of activities, but mostly sports is what I do. I do basketball, I run track, and I play soccer, so.
Mm-hmm. You didn't go out for volleyball, did you?
I did my freshman through junior year.
Okay.
And so, cool. And I'm also involved in speech. I do both group and individual. So.
Well, Shelby, lots of luck coming up in this production.
Thank you.
All right. Who else do we have here? Well, we're going to go back to you there, Stephanie. Let's talk about showtimes and tickets and so forth.
So tickets will be $5, pay at the door. We will be honoring activity passes, so if you've purchased one, that's good. And then the doors will open at 6:30, and the show will start at 7.
It's so nice to have some back to normalcy there, Stephanie, after for so long. We did a production, didn't we, last fall?
Yes, we did. We did Almost Maine.
Right, and then we didn't have a show last. I think we did have something last spring, didn't we?
Yes, last spring, Ms. Nelson did a series of one acts.
Okay, good. So this is coming up November 12th and 13th, 7 o'clock both evenings, and that is Murder in the Air, right?
Yep, Murder's in the Air.
All right, so don't miss it. Come join us at Webster City's Premsi Auditorium for Murder in the Air, November 12th and 13th. Stephanie Pace, thanks so very much.
Thank you.